All right, we are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Ntlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a subject, and it's on human relations, and we have our usual co-hosts coming in. We have our president of Minnetkata Park Association. Welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone.
Yeah, and we have my brother coming in, Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and also Lady Faima coming up also. And we have some awesome music coming up for you guys. We have The Well. We have Justin Johnson. We have Mike Candy featuring Evelyn and Carl Pert. And also Jose Gonzalez. And yeah, we're going to have a super show today. And we're going to play our next song, which is The Well. And the name is called Mortal Bones. So tune into that. And we're going to get this show on the road. So enjoy, everyone.
The ancient Egyptians built an incredible complex of temples that were in reality astronomical observatories. The temple of Amun-Ra, the sun god and creator, is aligned so that its axis points directly to the sun.
Yeah, we're back. Thank you, everybody, from joining from all over the world, from Germany, from England, from China, from Russia, from Ukraine, Japan, New Zealand, Honolulu, wherever you are in the world, especially down LA, my biggest fan down there, Lily, and my family down there. Welcome to our program. Thank you for joining us on our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, Human Rights Empowerment for all the ones that we love and care about. And just thank you all for joining us. So we're going to start out today with some deep breaths, as we've been doing with our brother Wegedesk. So we're going to imagine inhaling all the positive energy of the world into our beings, and as we exhale, we're going to imagine letting go all negative energy that builds up in us throughout our days and lives. So on 3, 2, 1, last one, big one. Oh, wow. Man, that's awesome.
Settling the nervous system down.
Yeah, getting us ready for an awesome show on human relations. And a big shout out to Wegedesk. We know he's having his pre-trials going on throughout this week. And we wish him the best and best wishes and getting his rights.
Human rights.
Yeah. And
advocacy.
Yeah. He's just doing a really tremendous job working hard for his own rights and the rights of other children throughout the land. So big shout out to him. And we're going to talk a little bit on human relations. And it's a big topic these days, because we know without proper and positive human relations, it can lead to some very terrible things. And we see it going on throughout the world, in the Middle East. We see it in Ukraine, Russia, and things that are starting to happen all throughout the world. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we need to address, and we need to work together and provide human relations that cause peace, harmony, and just some stability for the future generations, our next 7 generations. That's what we should always be looking out for. So, yeah, and I guess we'll start off with you there.
It's such a big topic. I love it. Actually, just as you were speaking, I just thought of, you know, the big thing that came to mind is that whole idea of starting with ourself. And, you know, if we look back, if there's anything that we've done in our life that we feel has impacted other people in a way that's been maybe harmful, not, you know, because we're in our heads or doing things, that by finding ways to forgive ourselves, that sometimes when we're humans, we make mistakes and stuff, but then finding ways of reaching out for being accountable for different things that we may have done, or reaching out and finding out from another person how that experience was. Mm-hmm. And the reason that came to mind initially when I heard about this topic, I'm thinking of things like, well, trust and respect and all that, which is of course important, but you know, we have to start with ourselves in working, you know, reflecting on how we can be the best we can be in our life and that type of thing. What about you? What types of things start to come to mind for you with this very broad and big topic?
Well, it's such an important thing that, you know, we sometimes forget to work on those skills, because these are skills that we start to develop as we're young, going through our childhood and all throughout our lives. So these things sometimes they're just easily get out of place, and we can build them up, but they could also degrade over time.
It's like a muscle disappearing over time if we don't take care of ourselves.
So for myself, I've seen it like go away to almost be non-existent.
And atrophy.
Then, and then I've had to work on myself, and I found myself like especially going through my Uber driving and stuff, and getting involved with the community, working out with different organizations such as Minnetonka Park Association, and just being a programmer here on Free Voices with CGSF 90.1 FM.
Yes.
And it really does help you grow as a person and learn. Like, I learned so much from such as yourself and the other co-hosts that we have. And it's just a powerful media system that helps us, all of us. If it's helping me, then for sure I know, it's got to be helping the rest of the world too. So it's just one of those things that I'm so grateful, and I'm so honored and privileged to be part of this this station. And I'm so happy with Magnus and Robin and Conavar and Jesse.
Lots of service.
All these people here that work in this station and keep us running and keep that fire going and bringing in new talent. And there's all sorts of special programmers that come on this station and produce a lot of positivity. And it's just so awesome. I like to tune in every once in a while and listen to them play. And it's just something special that I feel that it's a amazing thing that helps us all grow. So,
I like that that idea of, well, at least when you were talking, it was like that being surrounded by people, whether they're officially mentors or just that being in that presence, that it has that inspiration that creates a, I had an image of a hurricane, but a positive hurricane, like that power of many people and being with each other.
So we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to play another song, and we'll do a little bit more talking on this subject. And this one is from Justin Johnson, and it's called Howling at the Moon.
Full moon tonight, people.
Yeah. So this is to all my liking brothers out there, brothers and sisters. Just be safe out there.
Extra kindness, extra calmness, extra kindness.
So here goes. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Justin Johnson, Howling at the Moon.
Yes.
And yeah, it was pretty cool song. Nice blues to get some blues going in and just get the vibrations of the whole, like our weather system out there is pretty damp and dark out there sometimes. And we got this rain. You were just talking about the atmospheric
river.
Yeah, scaring everybody. And,
get your kayaks ready.
Yeah, just be safe out there. The conditions do make a difference. Yeah. And sadly, I see some of them out there, and it can be
take pretty, it easy.
Yeah.
You try to save 30 seconds, and you end up in a pickle.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, and just going back to the whole human relations thing, you know, I have noticed, like, there's been pretty not so great actions going on out there, especially on the road systems, because we just had that strike from the bus
strike. So there was more volume.
There was a lot more people out on the road and a lot more people getting upset and getting hurt too, like,
because
it's dark, it's gloomy, the roads aren't as great, and
yeah, I think that really brings to mind, too, that whole idea of stress is being aware of when we're starting to feel stressed, because it can bring out a behavior in us that really isn't helpful for us or other people, right? So finding ways to stay calm and remember the big picture of what's really important, this bigger thing of, like, you know what, in the moment, I don't need to, like, rush there and be, like I said, 30 seconds quicker or yell at that person because I didn't like the way they signaled or didn't signal or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just from doing all this and being able to talk to many people all over, I was able to talk to a local artist from Maple Ridge, and he's in a band called Cache Creek.
Cache Creek.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So I got to talking to him, and he's from the Métis, and he's got some background history with his great-grandfather, and they were involved with the whole Louis Riel incident out there.
Wow.
And so we got to talking, and I got interested in his music, and he was introducing it, and he let me know that, you know, it's on YouTube and Spotify and all these platforms. So I was tuning into it and listening to it, and it was pretty awesome stuff. But coming up soon, I will be probably hearing from him, because we were getting some information from each other. So I can't wait to get him on an interview.
It'd be great to interview him.
Just have a local artist here and have a good interview as a performer and play some of his music. I listened to some of it already, and it's coming up on our next playlists coming in the future. So it's pretty awesome. It's just a good way to promote, you know, local talent and people that are doing things, and also help keep that oral tradition alive. Like his story and history is going to be a big boost to the community, and something to empower people. And it's just going to be very awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. So so I'm just excited about that, and so we're gonna carry on with our program here.
Yes,
and we're gonna get to some music from Shkwait Shachlach, and he's my brother. For people out there that don't know him, he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a couple of years ago, and also the big flood of a couple of years ago. So he's a very big extreme survivalist, and a big inspiration for
shows a lot of resilience.
Oh yes, for sure.
Yeah.
And I like the music he picks for us. It's always upbeat and uplifting, and he's got some very good words for us too. So we're going to play his song coming up. It's from an artist called Mike Candy, featuring Evelyn and Carl Pert. And their song is called Brand New Day. So we're going to listen to that. Stay tuned and enjoy, everyone. We're back. That was Mike Candy featuring Evelyn and Carl Pert and their song called Brand New Day. And we have with us Shkwait Shachlach on the line. How are you doing, Shkwait?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Just fighting off the humidity up here this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty humid, so.
Yeah, yeah, same
hot
with...
Hot, cold, hot, cold.
Yeah,
oh, hot, cold.
Yeah, same with us up down here. It's like raining a lot and pretty dark and gloomy, but we keep striving on. We have to, so the only way we can do it is to do it together and uplift each other. And yeah, so we thank you for joining us. I already introduced you, so... Yeah, that was a great song, Brand New Day. And we have our subject today, and it's on human relations. So we'd love to hear from you on human relations.
Yeah, when I first seen the topics, I was thinking human resources. I said, that's a strange topic. human relations. you know, when it comes to human relations... You know, we got to work on our communication, personality, our personal. It's all got to be positive. You know, we can't be yes people and try to agree with everybody because, you know, that's craziness. You gotta stand up for